Hi, this is Sam, and welcome to Inglogic. Today we're going to discuss a very prickly and sensitive topic because I know that everyone hates English pronunciation, and more than just that, they hate the very low rate of correspondence between spelling and pronunciation. Here and in the description, you have a couple of videos where I discuss very simple and basic ways that you can use to help yourself with that. But in this video, I am not here to defend English because as much as I love it, I know that when it comes to spelling and pronunciation, English is pretty much indefensible. What I want to do in this video is give you a scientific, unbiased analysis of what happens in English and in other languages as well, because everyone attacks English and hates it and dismisses its pronunciation as extremely hard in a way that makes it sound like only English does that. Only English hates us, and only English is out to get us and to make us suffer. But that is not the case. The same thing happens in other languages, at least the languages that I speak. To a lesser degree, I have to agree with that, but it does happen. The only difference is that English is shameless about it. It's obviously and blatantly difficult to decipher English when it comes to pronunciation and spelling. Other languages, on the other hand, are more subtle about it. They are more sneaky, but they do have the same issues. I'm only going to refer to the languages that I speak, which are Italian, Spanish, German, and French. Now, I don't know them technically on a scientific level, so I'll tell you what I can gather based on the information that I know and based on how I speak the languages. I'm sure there are other languages out there that may be more difficult than English, or even less difficult than the ones I'm going to talk about. So again, this is just about the languages that I personally speak. Among the languages that I know, the only one that has a 100% conversion rate and correspondence between spelling and pronunciation is Italian. In Italian, there is only one way to write any word that you hear, and there is only one way to pronounce every word that you read. There are some differences in accent, so some vowel sound may vary based on the accent, but it's still the same vowel, more or less. There are no gimmicks or tricks. If you know how to read every single letter and consonant cluster, then you can read Italian perfectly without even knowing what you're saying. And the same works the other way around. You can write every single word that you hear, even though you don't know what you're saying. There are a couple of exceptions, but because they are exceptions that even native speakers need to learn in school, I don't see that as an element that affects or skews the 100% correspondence rate because you are taught these exceptions. So you don't have to guess it, you just know that those words are spelled slightly different. There is no way around it. As a very quick example, the combination SC plus E or I gives the sound sh in Italian. With E, we pronounce it as sh, with I, we pronounce it as sci. So scendere means go down, like the stairs. But there are a couple of words like science, which are spelled with SCI. E, but based on the pronunciation, you wouldn't be able to hear the I sound because it's completely silent. We say scienza, just like scendere. The only reason why words like science and similar ones are spelt with a silent I is that they derive from this Latin word, and that's the only reason. And when you learn Italian, you learn a list of these words that contain the silent I. So again, because it's an exception that is taught, I don't see it as something that skews the full correspondence between spelling and pronunciation. Going back to what I said about accents in Italy, I pronounce scienza, which means science, with a closed I, because I'm from the north of Italy. In a technical perfect diction, and in the south, centre and south Italy, they pronounce it with an open e, So they would say scienza. Now, the difference between scienza and scienza, so e and e, is not phonemic in Italian. That means that I only understand that it's a different accent, but that doesn't change the meaning of the word. So if someone says scienza or scienza to me, I still spell it exactly the same, and there are no questions about it. Now, I only studied French in middle school a long time ago, and my knowledge of French is extremely limited, but I'm sure we can all agree that it's very tricky when it comes to pronunciation and spelling. There are a lot of letters that are not pronounced, and although there are some rules for it, I am sure that in terms of pronunciation, there are a lot of tricks that you just need to know. So I have no sympathy when the French complain about this element in English because they do exactly the same. They just don't realize it because it's all natural for them because it's their first language. Let's now talk about German and Spanish. Although I prefer German and I can speak it fluently, my knowledge of its technical correspondence between spelling and pronunciation is fairly limited because I was never really taught it. There are a few tricks here and there that I can find in German videos, and I was never taught them, unfortunately. Funnily enough, my technical knowledge of this element is more prominent in Spanish because my teacher taught me more elements of it. So, in German, based on what I can gather, there are a couple of things that can mislead you. So, if I pronounce a word, there might be a few ways that you can spell it, which wouldn't happen in Italian, for example. So, if we take this word, we have the ing at the end, and this can be pronounced as ich, so we can say lustig. There is another option because in German we also have adjectives which are spelt with ich because the combination ich in itself gives ich. So if you hear lustig and you don't know the word, based on the knowledge that I have, you could potentially spell it as ich instead, which would be a mistake. In German, you have the five vowels A, E, I, O, U, but also you have A, O, and U with two dots on top, which obviously means that these vowels change pronunciation. A with the two dots is pronounced something like E, E, E. And based on what I know and what I can see in videos, there are cases where both the letter E and A with two dots would give the same E sound. So if you hear it in a word, you might misspell it because you wouldn't know which one to use unless you know the word for a fact. However, apart from these few tricks, German is fairly accurate when it comes to spelling and pronunciation correspondence. So 90% of the time, you will be able to spell it correctly and read it correctly, even though you don't particularly know what's being said. And the same happens for Spanish. I would say Spanish has a higher percentage of conversion rate, but if you want to be a true Spanish, speaking in a true native Spanish accent, there are some tricks that a lot of people, well, they may not even know them, or they might decide to completely ignore them because they're still understood. But again, if you want to be technically accurate, Spanish is trickier than you would think. Spanish is basically exactly like Italian when it comes to this topic because every single letter can only be pronounced one way, apart from a couple of consonants. We have B, V, and G, which can be fairly tricky. In Spanish, the sound v, v, v doesn't exist at all. In the languages that I speak, it's given usually by the letter V, it's given by the letter W in German, but in Spanish it's pronounced exactly the same as the letter B. These words are not pronounced vale, vamos, vuelta, but vale, vamos, vuelta. Which is why Spanish speakers say berry, berry, berry when they want to say very, very, very. In English, because to them the letter V equals b, b, b. This means that if I say to you, vale, 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 and you don't know this word, you could technically spell it with a V or a B, but only the one with V would be correct because B is wrong in this case. Most non-native Spanish speakers completely ignore this rule and keep pronouncing these words with v, 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 because that's the closest option that they have to their own mother tongue. But it gets trickier when B and V are between vowels. They are not pronounced b, 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 but a weaker form of it, which is o, o, o. So this word is not pronounced caballo, but caballo, 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 which again could technically be spelt with a V based on the sounds, but that would be wrong. These two words are perfect to practice this. The first one means to drink. We have a B at the beginning of a word and a B between two vowels. So the first B gives the sound b, b, b. The second one gives w, w, w. So to drink is pronounced as beber, beber, beber. The second word means to live, and we have a V in initial position and a V in mid position between two vowels. So this word is pronounced in terms of consonants exactly the same as the first one. We don't say vivir, we say beber, 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 beber. This weak sound also appears between words when one ends on a vowel and the second one starts with B or V, followed by a vowel. If you pronounce these two words separately, you say me, boy, boy, which means I go, I leave, where the V gives the b, b sound. But if you put them together, you don't say me boy, you say me voy, me voy. Me voy. And in this case, based on the pronunciation, this boy word could be spelt with a B as well, but that would be a mistake. What most people accuse English of is the fact that if you change a sound by a tiny little bit, you get a completely different sound, which means a completely different thing. Now, I have to disagree with that. I mean, I agree with the fact that that happens because if you make a different sound, we will understand something different. But the same happens in every single language, it's not just in English. In Italian, there is a big difference between casa and cosa. In the first one, you have a, given by the letter A, and in the second one, you have o, given by the letter O. Now, it's just one different sound, but you get two different meanings. The first word means house, the second one means thing. Native Italian speakers will react to this by saying that there's obviously a very big and clear and defined difference between these two sounds and words, so how could anyone even dare to consider mixing them up or not understanding them correctly? Now, this is all very clear and obvious to you as a native speaker of Italian, but to other people who don't speak Italian as their native language and who may not even have the difference between these two sounds, they might sound exactly the same. Or when we try to produce them, although we know they're different from each other and they mean different things, we might get a bit stuck and confused and we might just accidentally pronounce one instead of the other. Everyone attacks us for the way we pronounce walk and work because allegedly they sound basically exactly the same. So it's very hard to differentiate between them and to understand them. But they sound very similar to you as non-native speakers to us. The difference between o and is just as obvious, clear and clear-cut as for Italians, the difference between a and o. is. And this is where I think there is a double standard that is not objective and unfair because when people criticize English, they don't take the time to analyze their own mother tongue. And Why would they? I mean, who would ever do that? There's no need for that. But English is not as alien and as evil as people think, because these little tricks happen in all languages, apart from potentially Italian. In Italian, you have double consonant sounds, which are phonemic because they change the meaning of a word. In English, we have double consonants as letters, but we don't have double consonant sounds because they just don't exist. So we struggle to hear the difference between a single and a double consonant sound. So what happens is that in Italian, saying casa with one s sound means house. If you say a double s sound, that means case. So we have casa, cassa, casa, cassa. Now, your average English speaker won't really hear that difference because our ears are not trained to hear the difference between a single and double consonant sounds because we don't have them. So it's very likely that an English speaker will pronounce them exactly the same, potentially with just one sound. So they will pronounce casa with the double s sound as casa, which is house. So mentally, for us, the difference between a single and a double consonant sound is as insignificant as the difference between o and ö is to most foreigners who want to speak English. But again, it is insignificant to you, but it's very important to us. The same way it is important for Italian speakers to hear a single or a double sound because they will understand different things. And on a note that is slightly unrelated to the correspondence between spelling and pronunciation, but still related to how different languages pronounce foreign languages, it's very common for people to complain about the way we pronounce their names or their words in their language when we speak, because obviously we have an English accent to it, an English twang to it. I can relate this to what Italians say a lot. They complain about the way we say espresso or cappuccino because that's not how you pronounce them in Italian. You pronounce them espresso, cappuccino. The problem is that when Italians come here to London, for example, and we mispronounce these words or we mispronounce their names because we're not used to those sounds, they complain and they say, "Oh, come on, I mean, we pronounce your English words correctly, so you should make an effort to pronounce ours correctly too." Now, that is extremely wrong on so many levels because the problem is that foreigners think they pronounce, in this case, English words correctly, but they actually don't. I had one of my previous housemates who was Italian, and he complained about this, and he said, people should pronounce my name correctly. His name is Stefano, but that's how we pronounce it in English, but in Italian, it's Stefano, Stefano, Stefano. But in English, we say Stefano, Stefano, Stefano. Now, I understand that for him, it can be slightly irritating to hear his name mispronounced all the time. But once he did say to me, "Oh, I pronounce your names correctly, like my name, Sam, and we say burger correctly, which is an English word, so you should say my name as well, correctly as well." The problem is that he does not pronounce my name correctly. He doesn't call me Sam, he calls me Sum, 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 because in Italian the letter A gives a. But if you say Sum, I do not understand my name. I understand Some or Sun. The way they pronounce burger in Italian is burger, and that's how they pronounce it when they come here to England, but they think that by saying burger, that's correct, and we should automatically understand it, but that is not correct. So, the same way they mispronounce burger by saying burger, I think we are allowed to say cappuccino instead of cappuccino, at least here in England. So, be very careful when you criticize foreigners who speak your own language incorrectly, because chances are you do not pronounce their language correctly either. And that's it for today. If you like this video, please don't forget to give it a thumbs up and to subscribe to my channel down below. And do let me know in the comments if you have any questions or if you have any observations on anything that I've said, and if you can relate to anything that I've discussed, and how you feel about this very prickly topic. And let me know in your language how high the percentage of correspondence between spelling and pronunciation is. In the meantime, I will see you on Tuesday with another explanation video.